goodness, my goodness. What a week, what a week, what a week, what a week. From power loss to weight loss to family gain. So, what a great week. Here we go. Let's get into it.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Of course, you know this. Otherwise, why would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful melodic voice I have going on, right? So let's just jump right into it. First of all, you know what? Let me take my time. I got some new viewers, or listeners, I should say. I got some new listeners, and I should take my time. I should slow down. I know I'm excited. I'm very excited. I love doing this, but you know, I'm excited. I want to, you know, give a shout out to the new listeners here. New listeners, I had said last week I was going to do video this week. Apparently I lied. I'm not doing any video right now. I will do video again, I promise. I need to get my Instagram up for this a little bit more, which is at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. Me, you know. Just letting you know that's what I am, at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. How are you guys doing? You know, how's your week going? How did your week go? You guys are listening. You could be listening on Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever you guys are listening to this. I'm not sure, but you know, how are you guys doing? If you want, give me a follow on my Instagram at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. Send me a message there. I like to read them all. And yeah, I just want, you know, make sure you guys are doing good, right? August. It is a hot, muggy one here in Michigan. This past week, leading into this week, we had it. Well, last week we had a storm. Okay, we have storms all the time here in Michigan, but last week we had a big storm. And the only thing that made it different about this storm was that it knocked out the power. Right? So, we've been without power before here in Michigan. You know, we might be used to it. But my power went out for a week. So that last episode that I did with talking about negativity and speaking positiveness and stuff like that, that was a rough one to finish because we were without power here in my area. And once the power came back, which was on Sunday, I was able to finish up my vlog. I haven't vlogged in forever. I don't even know where that came from out of my mouth. I was able to finish up my podcast, get that out for you guys on Monday, and then I had to hurry up, and I had some more editing to do. I had some weddings that I had to finish editing because for the ones that I was finishing up were for other companies. Long story short, the other companies, they pay you once it's finished, and they pay and they put all the stuff in on Monday. So I wanted to make sure I finished it up so that Monday came along, I was able to get paid for it. Okay? Man. So yeah, that was my power loss part. Power loss for a whole week. I went from Wednesday to Sunday. I guess that's not a whole week, but you get what I'm saying. It was for a long time. Wednesday through Sunday was power loss. I was living like Laura Ingalls over here. Had a poop by candlelight. And it was a little warm at night. And it wasn't really bothering me too much because my first 19 years of my life, I grew up without air conditioning. So I'm used to, I guess it's been a long time since then, but I can remember and train my body to remember just to, you know, lay back in your bed, don't move, and just lay in your sweat. And that's what I did. I just laid in my sweat. I had the windows open. I was sweating. But I made it through it. Power came back. It was fantastic. And it shows you how much you miss power. Miss electricity. Miss the air conditioning. So that was my power loss. That's my power loss story. Is it a good one? Thank you. And now let's move on to weight loss. Yeah, power loss, weight loss, friend gain. Weight loss. This weekend, I had two outdoor weddings that I had to film. Usually it's fine, right? Usually it's fine. I'd rather not cold. I don't like cold weather, and I'm not going to complain about it hot because I'd much rather it be hot than be cold outside because I cannot stand cold weather. But here it is. It was like in the high 90s, I think. Well, it was in the 90s, whatever. But it was very humid here, and both weddings were outside, and I'm still trying to dress, you know, nicely. So that's like a shirt and tie sort of thing. Oh, I was dying underneath that under that dress shirt. Friday's wedding, what did I do? Friday's wedding, I didn't wear a tie, but I still looked nice. I had like the nice French cuff shirt. It was outside. It was very hot, very humid, and it was rough because you could feel the sweat trickle down in every inch of your body, right? Ended up being pretty good, right? The wedding itself was good because, you know, they gave me a little tipperoo at the end of $200. They gave me a $200 tip, which was very cool, you know? Usually it's around, I would say somewhere around 50 to 100 is the typical, you know? Anything's cool. Anything's good, right? So I appreciate it all. But yeah, when I got the 200, I was like, okay, yeah, because... Before I was getting ready to leave, the bride came up to me and said, hey, don't leave yet. So the bride and groom left. They came back. The groom walked up to me at the same time. He's like, here you go. I want to appreciate you. And I was like, oh, you know, thank you very much. And then she does the same thing right next to him. So it wasn't like it was one after the other, like split time wise. It was, they were both there. They both did it. And I was like, oh man, this is awesome. Got back to my car, checked out the money, $200. Very cool. And then Saturday's wedding was another high one. Oh my goodness, Saturday's wedding was a scorcher. I say it's weight loss because of all the sweating I did. And I didn't eat that much because you're moving around a lot. And I ate when I could, but it was an all-day thing. And there wasn't much eating going on, but it was a lot of sweating going on and a lot of, you know, so I felt like I lost a lot of weight, right? So my pants fell a couple sizes. So Saturday's wedding was at somebody's house. They had a big property. And since it was at someone's house, they had a huge property in the back. It was a little bit up north for me. It took about a half hour to drive there, which isn't that far, really, but it was out in like in the country-ish area. Anyway, they had a big, huge property. And what was cool is after they had a ceremony there and they lived there, which is really cool. But they had a ceremony there and they also had the reception there with a nice, huge tent. And in the back part of their property, there was a bunch of trees that separated it. But if you go behind this pathway, I don't even know how to explain it, but there's this pathway on the side behind the pole barn that if you go back farther, that's where all the wedding party was staying. They had tents up in the far, far back, and all of their the wedding party was staying the night out there, which is pretty cool also. But yeah, that one was hot. It was, sun was out. I mean, they were, the bride and groom and the wedding party were troopers, because I know they had to be sweating and not enjoying it too much either, but we got a lot of cool pictures because the sun that was coming in was a beautiful hazy color, and I think I lost some weight there. I don't know if there's anything else really to add to it, because I don't want to talk about someone else's wedding, but I had a good time. Oh, and they gave me a little tipperoo also, $100, which is cool. That's usually at the higher end of, you know, the tips, I feel like. So $200 on Friday, $100 on Saturday, it's $300. What? I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Yes, I do. Go buy something for gear-wise, probably. And that brings me to family gain. I went through power loss, weight loss, and now family gain. family game. So my cousin is going to school in Michigan. She is from France, and there's two of them that live out in France, they're sisters, and one of them already goes to school here in the United States, which it's in the Syracuse area. So she's a little bit, she's older than her younger sister, and usually that's how it works, but she's older than her younger sister, and her younger sister is going to school in Michigan, which is very cool because it's only 45 minutes away, so I can go and see her whenever I want. So that's why it's family gain. I'm gaining family in and around this area, which is awesome. I don't usually only get to see them once every 2 to 3 years whenever they come in town, but now they are here in, they're both here in the United States, but one of them is here in Michigan, and it's only a 45-minute drive. So she was showing me her schedule today, and she was showing me that she has Friday off, Saturday, and Sunday off, which means, and she gets out like early on Thursday, I think. So which means, really and truly, I can come pick her up on a Thursday evening, and we can go hang out for the weekend, and she can stay with my mom, and yeah, I get to see her more often than I used to, which is pretty cool, I think. So, power loss, weight loss, and family gain. What a good week. Can't wait till next week. I'm going to try and get some more guests on here for you, but I want to talk to you about women. Some of the women that I've met recently. I already heard the one that I was talking to with Sammy. Sammy was here, but I've met some. I have a couple stories that I want to share with y'all. So next week, tune in, and we're going to talk about that. Shout out to Australia, and I appreciate you guys all listening. And I will talk to you next week. All right, bye. It's morning vibes with Super.